You know what? Let's ask our next guest this question. Qadri Ismail is a Super Bowl champion. Qadri Ismail knows what it's like to catch footballs in the NFL, and now he is he works for the Baltimore Ravens broadcast team, letting everybody know exactly what the heck's going on the field, and they take on the Raiders, the Ravens do, this weekend out there. Qadri, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you?
Well, I am doing well. It is a kind of wet, damp morning here in Baltimore, and I'm hoping that it will be nice and ready to go come Sunday with some sun, no rain.
I want to throw a curveball at you, continuing a conversation we were just having about the Chicago Cubs and how they've wrapped up everything going into the playoffs, and their manager made some moves, sitting guys, resting guys, and the guys are pissed off because they feel like it's a little bit of spring training. They want to go out there. Madden's case is he doesn't want to injure these guys. He wants them rested. You have been in situations where your team has had things wrapped up by week 17, and there's one school that says rest the guys, and there's the other one that says keep the momentum going into the playoffs, don't change the routine. Which school do you subscribe to?
So part of, you know, athletics is about can you recover better than your opponent? And clearly the Cubs, they've done a phenomenal job of, you know, recovering and winning. And so you got to look at it and think, who do I need to go into the playoffs with a little bit fresher? Who's the guy that is having a tougher time? You know, we are kind of making up for his error or his lack of ultimate production. So those players, those key players, you know, those are the ones that I would, you know, try to rest up on. But if you're a guy that's used to your routine, you're doing your thing, there's no necessary slowdown, but you need to keep that razor-sharp mental edge, then I'm going to keep you going. And so I think that's the real trick of being a manager or a head coach. It's the ability to kind of read your players and know exactly what you need to do to motivate them, because ultimately this time of the year, it's more mental than physical. And if you can at least get some level of recovery physically, it'll pay off big time mentally, especially come crunch time. You're not going to be sitting there trying to compensate for a soreness here or there because of, you know, a ball hit in the direction that, you know, you're going to have to make a spectacular play. You can make that spectacular play look very routine if your legs are fresh.
Qadri, speaking of keeping things going, the Ravens start the season out with some great momentum, 3-0, going into week 4 against the Raiders. What do you see as being some challenges for this Ravens team against the Raiders this week?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you look at what Derek Carr and the defense or the offense has been doing, and if you look at the Ravens defense, while they've played some tremendous football, there have been some big plays that they've given up, in particular Sharice Wright. And so I think if there was ever a guy that they would kind of circle and say, all right, here's a guy we're going to attack, it was going to be Sharice Wright. And until you as a team can stop the bleeding and you as a player can stop the bleeding, I think that, you know, that's where, you know, the Ravens, they're probably, you know, Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator, they have a defense that's playing incredibly strong and well. They're not giving up a lot as far as, especially in the second half of games. I know they played Jacksonville pretty tough, and Jacksonville got a late score in a game that actually made it very interesting as far as, you know, whether or not we're going to be able to pull off the victory. But with that, I think, you know, the way in which you attack this Ravens defense is through the air, and it is going at Sharice Wright.
Qadri Ismail with us on KHDK. He's the Ravens radio play-by-play analyst. You know, they're 3-0. You talk about the defense. They've given up the fewest amount of points in the AFC, but the offense has struggled a little bit for the Ravens. What's the key, I guess, for the Raiders? Who's the key on the offensive side that they need to pay attention to?
I think part of the Ravens' offense, and it's still a work in progress, even going into week 4 of the season, because, you know, a couple of pieces are new and a couple of pieces are coming back healthy. Clearly, you look at the offensive line, you got two rookies on the left side of the offensive line, and both Ronnie Stanley, the first-round pick, as well as Alex Lewis, who is their later round pick, I think fourth round pick. So, you know, both guys have obviously earned the right to go out there and play, and they've done a good job. But You can see a little bit of the chinks in the armor with them on their technique and stuff because of the fact that they're so young. Both have been banged up this week and were limited in practice, so that is a concern if you're a Ravens fan, knowing that, you know, the Raiders defense wants to look to get back on track. You hope that they don't get back on track this week, but that's where I think for the Ravens offense, you know, you got some young pieces across the offensive line. And then on the back end, they're just not running the football very well at all. And that's really concerning because, you know, I know John Harbaugh spoke about, you know, the ability to run the ball and control the clock and control the tempo of the game, because it also helps to take those strong shots down the football field when teams have to commit an extra guy in the tackle box. I think if that's the case, running the ball effectively, you can go ahead and take your shots on the field. But as of now, it's the arm of Joe Flacco that they're relying upon and hoping that the run game will catch up.
Ravens broadcaster and former Raven Qadri Ismail joining us on KHDK talking Ravens Raiders. Now, a cynic could look at the Ravens and say, you beat the Bills, they suck. And then they went in and took out Cleveland and Jacksonville. This team has not been tested yet, and they might be, to use a term I used earlier, a paper tiger going in. Can you tell me why that may just not be the case with this team?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, any team in the NFL could beat any other team.
Sure.
I mean, you look at, you know, New England. I think New England was left for dead against the Houston Texans because Bill O'Brien, former protege of Bill Belichick, and all the talent that, you know, he had, obviously didn't know what exactly J.J. Watt was going to bring to the table because of his back injury. But they make no mistake about it, they clearly had talent. And then, you know, you look back on it, and they got whooped. Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles, they weren't tested, and they all of a sudden played a strong kick-butt kick names later, Pittsburgh Steelers team, and you thought, man, these guys are going to be world beaters based upon what they were all about. And lo and behold, Carson Wentz puts on a clinic against a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that was supposed to be very formidable. So, you know, each week brings its own challenges, and each week, you know, has its own story to tell. I think, you know, that's where the first 3 weeks, you know, the story to tell is the fact that the Ravens defense finished off games. The Ravens offense did what it needed to do. And, oh, by the way, the Ravens, from a special team standpoint, is pretty special. The way they are blocking kicks and just getting the ball back, as well as they're making their field goals from 50-plus on the leg of Justin Tucker.
I'm curious, of the five 3-0 teams right now, the Patriots, Broncos, Ravens, Eagles, and Vikings, we've heard a lot about the other four because of their quarterback situation. How much credit are you guys getting for what you've been able to do at the quarterback situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Joe Flacco is, you know, a guy that, you know, has been in many a big game, has produced. He's a ex-Super Bowl MVP, the franchise quarterback. So, you know, Sam Bradford's been moved around quite a bit. You know, Carson Wentz, he's, you know, the story is yet to be written, but off to a really hot start. You know, I'm not going to say smoke and mirrors in a disrespectful way, but I think for the Patriots, they do a really good job of scheming, and they also, you know, everybody knows their role, does their job, mm-hmm. but, you know, you can kind of see where they're at. And Denver, you know, what the heck? I take my hat off to Denver as well. They got a great defense, and also, you know, look what Simeon did, and he did it against a very good ball club in the Bengals, too. So I think Joe Flacco, what he complete 21 straight passes against Jacksonville. You know, they were down by 18, and all of a sudden, you know, he gets hot in the second half versus Cleveland and puts on a clinic against them in the second half. So, yeah, absolutely. He's the guy. He's the guy that I think you know, people can say whatever, but I think he's the guy that is doing quite well for himself and for this Ravens ball club.
Qadri Ismail with us on KHTK. That begs a very important follow-up question that you've probably gotten really good at answering over the last couple of years. Is Joe Flacco elite, Qadri?
The follow-up question of the elite, of the elitist. Well, let's just say an elite quarterback. You don't get to the Super Bowl by, you know, just being an average guy. But the how he did it, to put himself on the hallowed ground of Joe Montana, really speaks volumes. The way in which, you know, his career has gone as far as playoffs in general, always getting back to the playoffs, and, you know, not turning the ball over, and winning on the road, a ton of road playoff games. I mean, that just speaks to the level of his elite play. And then you also look at, you know, not many people are going to question, you know, the likes of Eli Manning. But Eli Manning will throw a bunch of interceptions. Eli Manning will ride his team's, you know, running game or defense. Eli Manning threw two plays that, you know, you roll the dice whether or not they're going to be completed, and David Tyree, and, you know, it was one of them. So, you know, I think if Joe can't get any love, then, you know, what is the criteria for being elite?
One of the players, the things that I read a story about Kelechi talking about going back to the Ravens for his first home game since leaving. From a player perspective, how difficult is that first game back with your former team?
It is weird because, you know, part of it, you fly into town, you're like, all right, cool, I'm here. Man, we're going to the hotel. Wow, this is the hotel that the other team stayed at, huh? I remember we used to go over to here and start to reflect back on all these memories. Then you get over to the stadium, you're like, huh, I remember I used to do this routine, whatever the routine was. And then you go out to the field, and you're like, wow, I'm out here on the field, and, oh, these are all my boys. So now it's like you're going over there and getting some love to all your boys, you know, talking to some of the coaches, getting some love from them. You know, and then you kind of go back in the locker room, and, you know, now it gets real because you're like, all right, you realize how intense you got to be and really, really want to play well. And sometimes that intensity takes over, and that really want to play well, you push it and do things that you probably shouldn't do and or you need to do a better job of and pace yourself. So a lot can go on as far as facing your old team. When it comes to it, you just got to ultimately try to do your best to focus in and block it all out and play. And, oh, by the way, the Ravens came to play the Indianapolis Colts the next year that I was on Indy, and, yeah, we beat them. So, yeah. Go ahead, just shake hands before the game, shake hands after the game, but then when you whoop them, you just walk off the field, chest held up high like, ha-ha, y'all should have never got rid of me.
Kadri Ismail joining us. Kadri, one thing I'm worried about from a Raider perspective is when this game is all said and done, the MVP of the game is going to be Jalen Ramsey. There's two things you don't do in my world. You don't staple lunch meat to yourself and dive into a river filled with piranhas. And you don't talk trash to Steve Smith. How pissed off is he going into this Raider game?
See, this is what I love, too. And I appreciate it, Jalen, because up until that point, you know, he's been kind of like, you know, kind of frustrated. And he was, you know, I remember even in Cleveland, he was trying to, like, you know, find something to motivate him, and he's trying to pick at Joe Hayden, and he was doing a decent job of it, but it wasn't really much. But man, you know, you could just see something was different in Jacksonville, and I think now it's like, oh, wait a minute, Jalen, he extrapolated a rookie's desire to be known and put on the map. For now, is everybody going to go ahead and talk some junk and try to challenge me, huh? All right, let's do this. And I think that kind of moxie and bravado and just Steve Smith-isms, that's just good for the Ravens, because I think, when Steve gets going, you want him on your side. And I think for the Ravens as a ball club, they need a motivated Steve Smith to get to where they want to go.
Kadri, we appreciate the time. Look forward to a great game this Sunday. Always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Take care. That is Kadri Ismail, who he's always a fun interview. He's fun to talk to.
I get fired up just hearing people talk about how much of a badass Steve Smith is.
He is.
Like, he just, the guy's like, oh, really, Rook? Huh? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take it out on you and the whole league.
The entire league. Like, if I'm the Raiders, I'm looking at Jalen Ramsey and go, why? Do this before your game.
You know, it's so crazy to me because we've talked so much about the quarterback situations throughout the league, and it's crazy that the five teams that are 3-0 have got four of them have like rookie quarterbacks or first-time quarterbacks. We've heard nothing about Joe Flacco. Nothing. Nothing at all. Does he get any credit for the fact that they're 3-0?
Yeah.
You have a look on your face, Nate.
Joe Flacco's funny. I mean, is he elite? Is he not? Like, that's...
But is he funny like a clown? Does
yeah,
he make you laugh?
Like, ha-ha funny.
We'll take a break. Come back with sound from the day. Also, Wheel of Kings coming up next. Sports 1140 KHDK.